Let's try again.
Still not working.
Okay, I think that's working better.
I think it'll record. I'm screaming at you in the headphones, isn't it?
Yeah.
Phone. Is that recording the phone?
Well, one of the alternatives is that we could not record the status conference, but I think the recordings have been helpful to people in the past, you know. You think we're okay now?
Yeah.
All right, let's try. All right, welcome everybody. This is a status conference for the mitigation plan. I'm sorry, got it wrong already. For the delivery call that's been filed by Rangan Inc. Then we have another status conference coming at 11 for IGWA's third mitigation plan. So let's move around the table here in a clockwise direction and identify who's here. I'm Gary Spackman, Department of Water Resources.
I'm Emmy Blades, Deputy Attorney General, Department of Water Resources.
Eric Baxter, also Deputy Attorney General for IDWR.
John Simpson.
Chris Bromley, behalf of Coalition of Cities.
Who are you representing, John?
Somebody.
You mean I gotta call you out?
The free world. Okay, I'm here on behalf of Buckeye Farms and the Surface Water Coalition, listening in at this point.
Okay. I don't show Buckeye or...
That's why I said listening in at this point.
Okay.
None of those parties, I believe, have filed a notice of intervention.
Okay. And then, Chris, you're representing the Coalition of Cities?
That's correct.
Okay.
Fritz Hammerly Rangan.
Okay.
Wayne Courtney Rangan. Joy Kenyon Rangan.
Robin Brody Rangan.
Justin May Rangan.
And then on the telephone again, I'm sorry.
Chris Rangan for Rangan Inc.
Kent Fletcher, MID, AM Party 2.
And Sarah
Clark, City of Pocatello.
Okay.
Jerry Lee, Fremont Madison, and Groundwater Agency 400.
All right, and Kent, I'm assuming that you are taking the same role as John Simpson is. I don't see that MID has filed anything in this matter at present.
That is correct. We're not a party, and we haven't decided if we're going to be involved yet.
Okay. And I also show that IGWA had filed a petition to intervene. Do we have anyone here representing IGWA?
Earlier.
You might represent that they're not part of the free world given the Cold War relationship.
Yeah, those are your words.
I shouldn't mischaracterize, I guess. Let's see if we can find somebody from Iowa. Get too far in. I suppose one of the subjects that we could talk about here before finding out whether there's somebody to represent IGWA is we have received documents from Coalition of Cities. I understand that the time period for objecting to participation is run for the coalition. It has not for City of Pocatello and for IGWA, and I guess IGWA's not here, but the question I want to ask is whether there would be any objection from Rangan about the participation of these entities or parties.
I don't believe so, Director.
Okay. Yeah, that would at least help us clear up one of the subjects that I wanted to talk about so we can move forward without that uncertainty. Okay. Well, we'll just hold for a minute. John, there are some other, in the next proceeding, there are some other free world folks down here.
Are you going to identify those for me?
Well, not yet. Well, I can, but, you know, it's in the next hour's discussion. You could at least divide the billable time.
Define billable time.
Man. You must have the luxury of being on full retainer. Not out.
Okay, they should be calling in.
Okay, what was the problem?
Overbooking.
No, we will be calling.
They were both in the office, so maybe both of them. This is different. It's not something that I'm supposed to.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, good. This over here.
I just made a mistake in defining a relationship between Edgewood and surface water. Probably come back to bite. We'll call it detente. Not sure I've heard that word since makes some years. Themselves to our party line.
Director, TJ, I apologize. I was actually in an Igwa board meeting talking about all these issues that we're trying to address, so and just lost track of time, so I apologize.
Okay, thanks for patching in. Okay, and for your benefit, TJ, and I don't want to go around the table again, but we have representatives here from the Coalition of Cities, from Rangdon, and then on the phone we also have City Pocatello, and we have representatives from MID and I guess from other members of the Surface Water Coalition, and John Simpson and Ken Fletcher. And Jerry Rigby is also on the phone for Fremont Madison. Now, have I missed anybody? Okay, and then TJ, prior to your joining us, we talked about whether Rangdon would object to the participation in proceedings for this delivery call by the Coalition of Cities, by the City of Pocatello and by Igwa, and Rangdon graciously said that they would not object. At least that was the indication I got from Mr. Hammerly. I don't want to misrepresent.
That's correct, Director.
Okay. All right, thank you. So with that minor procedural matter out of the way, I guess the question I have is, initially, is how do we want to move forward with this delivery call? I suspect there's some urgency about the proceeding and conducting a hearing on the part of Rangdon. And I guess in both these matters, I'll tell the parties or the prospective parties that I sense some urgency
with respect to both the delivery call and the third mitigation plan. And we'll ask that the parties expedite whatever processes that we need to engage in so that we can hold a hearing quickly and timely. So just with that initial statement, Mr. Hammerly or Rob?
No, Justin. Hey, Director.
Thanks.
We think that probably the best way to proceed would be for, we're in a bit of an awkward position because a lot of the issues that were decided on Rangan's first call are before the court. So it might seem wise to proceed with the parties preserving all the issues that were raised in the first call. We don't know what exactly what material issues of fact there might be at this point. I think probably the only material issue of fact is whether or not we're receiving our water under those water rights, and the department has measurements for that. So it would seem to me that what the department ought to do is run the model with the records it has, and Director, for you to make a decision, I guess under the parameters of the first call, with parties preserving the issues that are currently in front of the court.
Okay. Responses? Chris, you're
Director,
good.
This is TJ. Okay. I probably ought to speak on behalf of the groundwater district, and I think there's a preliminary question about whether Rangan can proceed with this call. I frankly view it as a collateral attack on the director's ruling on Igloo's first mitigation plan. You'll recall that the mitigation activities that have already been approved involving recharge and conversions and CREP and the Sandy Pipe already provide mitigation to the current tunnel, and that the director's ruling, if I remember right, recognized a credit of approximately 2 second feet to the current tunnel. And with a year-round credit of 2 second feet to the current tunnel, there's no shortage to Rangan's early priority water rights that they're trying to make a call on today. So I think there's a preliminary issue as to whether Rangan can even proceed with this call and whether there's even any shortage to their water rights.
Okay. You presented an argument. I don't know what form or how I'm supposed to take it, TJ. Are you planning to file some kind of motion to dismiss the call? Or
well, that would probably be appropriate for me to set a schedule for us to make that argument, and a motion to dismiss is probably the proper time, and then Rangan would have a chance to respond to that. And based on how you rule on that motion, I guess determines whether we even need to go forward with any other proceedings or discovery or anything like that. If it is pretty straightforward, I don't think it would take discovery or anything like that to prepare. Squeezing it into our schedule will frankly be difficult, but we will we'll follow whatever schedule you require of us, Director.
Okay. Mr. Bromley?
Nothing to add, Your Honor. Thank you.
Okay. The cities have any feeling about the time period we need to reserve for preparation at this point?
I think at this point we're here listening and would definitely chime in, I think, on any scheduling concerns, but don't have any preliminary matters to address right now.
Okay. Sarah?
What TJ says makes a lot of sense, and we can work with whatever schedule the director comes up with.
Okay, Jerry?
I think what TJ indicated is the proper route. I think setting the schedule for that motion to dismiss would be the way to go, and we let that get that resolved before we do anything else.
Okay.
Okay, back to you, Fritz.
Yeah, Director, I guess I disagree with the characterization of the issue of a collateral attack. I mean, my understanding of issues of collateral estoppel, those kinds of things, address issues that have already been decided by the court. You know, we previously were here on two other water rights. We're here on Rangan's other water rights, which absolutely have not been decided in any way, fashion by this by the director. So, you know, I don't know how this can be at all characterized as some sort of collateral attack on issues that haven't been discussed or decided by you. So I'm a bit confused by the characterization of the issue.
My reaction, at least initially, is that I'm TJ and others, I don't know how through some sort of motion to dismiss based on a theory of collateral attack that Rangan could be presented from calling for its water that it's entitled to under a senior priority water right for which Rangan has not yet, until this time, filed a delivery call for, how they could be prevented from making that call. That's just my initial reaction. So from my perspective, TJ, if you want to, or others, if you want to file a motion to dismiss or whatever motion you want to file, you're welcome to file it. But I don't see a reason to reserve time for it, at least right now. And my reaction is to set a schedule for discovery in preparation for a hearing and identify a hearing date. So,
Mr. Director, this is Sarah. Could I be heard for a moment?
Sure.
I think perhaps TJ's description of collateral attack isn't quite right. I think the legal theory would be a failure to state a claim upon which relief can be granted, and that is the kind of thing that would come at the beginning of a civil trial proceeding, certainly. I understand if you want to set a schedule that include the trial date, but I still think that if the factual reality is that the amount of mitigation water Big was proposing to provide Rangan would include sufficient amounts of water to satisfy the senior rights that Rangan's complaining about now, that there is a serious question about whether Rangan can essentially double count the mitigation it's demanding. I'm characterizing that as double counting. It's probably not quite right, but so I guess I'd stick with the idea that we probably will still want to brief something like that, just because if we can avoid the cost of another hearing, we'd prefer to do that.
But the cause of action that you're suggesting, Sarah, really is factually dependent, is it not?
Yeah, it's factually dependent, I think, on the mitigation orders that the director has issued in the prior hearings that IGWA has conducted, which, honestly, we have not participated in. We've read the orders. I gather there are several different strategies by which IGWA proposes to replace shortages, and that would be the question. I think we have to evaluate that, but assuming that the facts support what TJ is saying, I think it makes some sense to avoid the cost of another trial. If the director's already found that the mitigation proposed in those other mitigation plans is adequate, and when you look at it as a whole, it's going to replace the amounts that Fritz is alleging now are short, then it would seem that there wouldn't be any point for another hearing. So I'm speaking a little bit in ignorance as far as what the, because I haven't done the math, but TJ's idea, I think, has some merit to evaluate.
Okay. I want to come back to you, Fritz. And
Director, if I can add to that, I mean, I'm not. I think maybe my initial characterization wasn't perfect as well, but the way Sarah explained it is correct. What we're saying is based on the prior orders in the mitigation proceedings, Rangan is not short as it claims. And so that would be the basis of the motion to dismiss, is that they are not short of water to these earlier priority rights because Big Woods already providing mitigation water that satisfies them plus some.
Back to you, Fritz, but I want to make just a preliminary statement. And the statement is, I have a responsibility to respond expeditiously to a petition for delivery call. And I know in the first delivery call, there were delays that were caused, from my perspective, primarily by the development of Model 2.0 or 2.1. But I don't have those kinds of impediments in front of me right now. And I feel a responsibility to move forward with this delivery call as rapidly as possible. And so I'll come back to you, Fritz, and just ask you to suggest perhaps a schedule. And I don't anticipate reserving a period of time to address the particular issue that's been raised. The parties want to raise that issue as part of the discovery and the preparation. That's fine. So without me reserving a time period, suggest a schedule, and let's see if the parties can agree to something.
Thank you, Director. And I guess the response to what's been said is that Rangan has not been mitigated. There are conditionally approved plans, but not a drop of water has been delivered. So that's my initial statement. I guess moving forward, Director, I think you have characterized it correctly. The first issue is just, are we satisfied under these particular water rights? And then I assume we can deal with the mitigation issues subsequent to your actual determination of injury. We have all these hearings set for September, so we're under kind of a crunch on those. We got a third mitigation plan set for early September. We've got the permits a week after that set to be tried. And then that probably, you know, I would suggest a November date or even an October date for a hearing on this particular water. So we're under a bit of a crunch for the next month and a half or two, so maybe a month following that. And Director, I think fundamentally it is true, probably, you know, unless someone can state a material issue of fact, I think the department is in possession of everything it needs fundamentally to decide this call now. Unless there is a material issue of fact presented. I think you have the model. I think the parties can probably preserve the issues that have been raised in the first call, and I think you should and can proceed on to decide whether we're suffering material injury. The department is measuring the water out of that tunnel. I think you have everything you probably need to move forward.
Would the parties agree as part of the record preparation that we recognize and adopt as part of the record in the first delivery call?
Mr. Director, this is Sarah, and I think that there is some merit, perhaps, in approach to thinking about that, but I think there's still going to be a dispute among the parties about whether Rangan is short. And what Fritz is proposing is that we just agree that Rangan is short because of the allegations in their petition, and the director run the model, and then you go, presumably, directly to a finding of injury if the model supports showing that they that more water can be somehow or other extracted out of the aquifers or curtailment. And I think that I'm not sure that's an appropriate, but that would certainly be an expeditious way to answer a delivery call, but I'm not sure that that's going to comport with due process, especially as the groundwater districts in Pocatello at least think that there's a question of fact about whether they are short. So I'm not sure that it might be premature to say let's pass the whole Rangan record from 2013 into this one and call it good and move into curtailment scenarios. I think it might be more appropriate to have a schedule that has disclosures by the experts and opportunity for depositions and all that kind of stuff. I would assume Chris would like to know why it is that it was engineers don't agree that they're short or something like that. So that would provide an opportunity for those investigations in advance of trial.
Sarah, since you've spoken, do you have some alternative proposal for a hearing date, given your view of the additional fact-finding that you think needs to be engaged in?
Well, I can go out on a limb here. I haven't talked to Greg Sullivan, so I don't know what his fall trial calendar is like, but if we wanted to set a hearing in this matter before the end of the year, I could be available in late November or early December. I have a trial that starts December 8th, I guess. So it would have to be the week before Thanksgiving or the week of Thanksgiving and then the week after. Those, I mean, I don't know that we need more than 5 days for it. You've probably given that some thought, but it seems like we should be able to. We shouldn't need all the background information, that's for sure. We don't need testimony from the Rangan personnel about what Rangan does and how long they've been in existence and all that kind of stuff. I think we're pretty familiar with that. And you know, Mr. Director, it might be possible for us to come to some kind of stipulated agreement about what facts we don't need to revisit in this hearing. Maybe that would be a way to go, to set a tentative trial schedule and then let the parties discuss the scope of that and see if we can arrive at something that would allow us to get to trial at the end of 2014.
Others, TJ?
Yeah, I would agree we don't need to repeat much of the testimony that was presented in the first hearing, but there are some issues that will require additional presentation of evidence, and so I can't today say that we can just adopt wholesale the record that was established. I think I need to think through which aspects of that we can incorporate and which doors we need to leave open, and Sarah's suggestion that we try to work that out properly I think is fine. As far as hearing dates, I'm available really anytime in November that works for the others. I do notice that there's a hearing on Rangan's appeal of the first mitigation plan order on November 13th. But other than that, I think I can accommodate any hearing dates that you set that month. And December's as well.
Jerry, thoughts?
I concur. What I was trying to point out before is that I think it's already been pointed out, and that is, obviously, it seems wasteful, even though I recognize that the director's obligation is to come to this and determine this as soon as possible, that if in fact they are receiving sufficient water to cover those rights, and we could get to that quickly, and that could be part of this determination or this scheduling, why not? So go ahead and schedule the final event, and those dates seem fine with me, but also schedule the earlier one if possible to provide the information that if agreed by the director, we solve this case before we ever spend that time and energy.
Fritz, response?
Director, we believe you have enough information to move forward on these. I think if there is any issue at all on the plan, it would be the simple issue of are we short or aren't we? I think that's probably the only possible material issue fact moving forward. I've heard the schedules. I think Sarah's suggestion of sitting down at the table and kind of kicking around what possible other issues there might be out there is a wise thing to do, and we can do that. So, you know, I think December date is reasonable, or late November.
What if we targeted the week of the 17th of November, the week before Thanksgiving?
That'll work for us, Director. Are you sorry? Robbie, okay. November what, Director?
Monday is November 17th. So
I think if the issue is are we short or not, it should be a fairly short trial. So, but if you want to reserve a number of days, given that other issues may arise.
I tend to agree with Fritz. I think we could reserve more days, but it's likely we won't need more than a couple if it's limited in scope.
Well, I can reserve the entire week, 17th through the 21st.
We'll take it.
Okay. I don't
see anything else. Then based on the discussions, it's nice to at least have a deadline, but it sounds to me like a lot of the other details perhaps would be premature to schedule right now. Fritz, you're suggesting that there be some roundtable discussion?
You know, I think the roundtable discussion ought to probably happen in the near future, and you ought to schedule another, I guess, a schedule or a status conference on this particular call. So you know, moving forward rather quickly, what you might be deciding or not deciding. Maybe mid-August, schedule another status conference on this so we can get a tighter universe of issues, if there are any.
I'm happy to schedule another conference.
I know everyone's busy in the next month doing what we're doing on other things, but
I'll also issue an order authorizing discovery because our rules require it. So I'll immediately issue an order authorizing discovery. Okay, so let's look at August. Do it the 12th, which is a Tuesday.
That works for me.
I have a pre-hearing conference with the Eastern Region that day. They're trying the following week. I'm much more flexible then.
How about the 20th? When's the SRBA? When's the SRBA celebration?
So the 25th or the 26th?
Okay, so this is, so the 19th or the 20th would be fine. I mean, 21st, is 20th acceptable?
Yeah.
Works for me, Director.
Okay. Any other conflicts?
What time on the 20th? I'm sorry, I missed that.
We haven't decided.
Oh.
Morning.
How about 10 o'clock?
That would be fine. Let's schedule it for 10 a.m. We'll send out a notice along with an order authorizing discovery. And we'll also send out, don't want to necessarily send out a notice of hearing yet. We could, but why don't we just send out as a letter or something along with these
documenting that we reserved the week of the 17th of November for the hearing, 5 days. And I hope we don't hold the hearing for 5 days for this delivery call. Okay. Do we need to talk about anything else? We convinced you to participate, John and Ken?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. I guess we'll close for now and be back on at 11. I just launch into the next one, but there's a whole bunch of other participants who are planning to be on the phone or attending at 11. So we'll go off the record here.